I'd have a hard time letting that thing sit out there and in the cold truck. I'd be worried that it missed me.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to let it set in the cold because it's easy just to unhook the power and unhook that antenna and just lift it off the tray there and take it in the house.
Yeah, I put disposable radios in the vehicles, you know. It's I don't have as much power out, but, you know, you only got a 3 dB loss going from 50 down to 25, so that's not much when you're working local VHF, UHF stuff. Maybe 8OE.
KZHL, I think what we need to do is get this Bay City programmed in this radio, and I don't know how to do it, so.
I'll get the model number, and then I'll cut and paste the programming. I thought that thing was already programmed, but when I rifled through there, and I'll pull that programming first, just in case there's something I missed. But when I rifled through it, on that side, that half of the radio, that programming, there was not much there. I don't know that the other VFO, that might be loaded right up full of memory stuff.
I have the data cable for it too, so we're all set there.
Yep, me too.
But yeah, I kind of like to get that program. I think there's some other ones around me that's not even programmed in here. I'm not sure, but I think there is.
Well, there's tons of them.